This is PM Drive.
According to the DA, the Government of National Unity, or shall we plainly put it as the coalition between the DA and ANC, a grand one, its statement of intent means that parties must be consulted on matters including previously passed bills. This comes as the DA has accused the ANC and President Cyril Ramaphosa of ignoring this, since bills are just being passed into law. So we have political analyst Dr. Levin Doe to perhaps make us see whether or not this GNU marriage is busy falling apart. Dr. Levin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me.
Good to always have you on, Dr. Levy. There appears to be more spats now, privately and becoming public, between the ANC and the DA.
Maybe it could have been caused by the fact that immediately after the elections, there could have been a rush to decide on the formation of government. But what we do have now is that all these parties have agreed to work together in the Government of National Unity. What is real is that these parties have been able to sit down and agree to form a government. Another reality is that we still have parliament, we still have the constitution, we still have the president who has got constitutional powers. So what, in my view, this party should be cautious of is that whether they are in the GNU or in the coalition, the constitution of the Republic of South Africa remains supreme, and they should be very, very careful to separate party politics issues and governance issues.
Dr. Levy, you make an extremely insightful point. So it's literally the GNU statement of intent versus the Constitution. And essentially the Constitution should, by any stretch of imagination, should trump the statement of intent, shouldn't it?
Hence, I say there could have been pressure to come to an agreement and to form a government. But what has not been amended is the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. And the processes of Parliament have not been amended. So when there are discussions in Parliament, which talks to the bill, which the President has to sign, there is no need to talk to anybody, because all parties are part of Parliament, and that is where consultation takes place. So if you need to have the president to consult you before signing a bill, some people might interpret it as someone who wants to override parliamentary processes and wanting to micromanage the president. And that is something that is contrary to the Constitution of the Republic.
Now, we know the expropriation bill, the Bella bill. There are other bills also that the DA does appear to have several bones of contention with. How is President Ramaphosa going to galvanize the DA and the GNU? It's anticipated for him to deliver the State of the Nation address for 2025 in a couple of days' time. Certainly should make for an interesting landscape coming up for this year politically. Dr. Levy?
The president is not supposed to galvanize anyone. The president has invited cabinet to the Lekgotla, which is starting today. Cabinet ministers must agree on the program of government for 2025. They should be able to argue their cases and convince each other in a cabinet Lekgotla, and thereafter a program of government should be developed. The same applies in parliament. MPs have to sit in a parliament, argue their cases, win their cases or lose their cases. But whatever decision that is taken in parliament, it's parliament decision, and the president must sign. The president, according to the powers given to him by the president, there are certain steps that he could take before signing the bill.